we keep hearing if this fish gets into the Great Lakes system, it'll be devastating for the ecology of the lakes, ruin the commercial and recreational fishing. What is it that all these people think this Asian carp fish will do to the Great Lakes?
Well, I'm sure they all watch the video where fish are jumping out of the river in the Illinois River and harming some of the biologists and some of the people that are there.
Smacks them in the head.
Yes, so they're very concerned about that. And then the biologists are concerned about the fact they have taken over the river. They are very voracious feeders, and so they've really crowded out all the other fish in the river. So there's a lot of things that are going on with regard to impacts on humans as well as impacts on fish communities that we certainly don't like.
And these are big fish. They're up to 100 pounds.
Exactly.
There's this electric barrier in place in the canal that's supposed to prevent these Asian carp from swimming from the Mississippi River into the Great Lakes. Environmentalists say there's still too much of a risk, too many scenarios where the fish could get through because of flooding or some other scenario, and that canal should be closed. The Obama administration is fighting that. The state of Illinois is fighting that, and they say we need that open. There's barge traffic carrying steel and rock and gravel and grain. All of this seems to be coming down to money. Is money the right measure when we're looking at this situation?
No, it's not. And I mean, traditionally, we've gone into the a lot of these decisions are made and the environmental costs are not taken into consideration. The costs of having that canal open are going to be very, very high, and you have to balance it against what the sport fishery and the commercial fishery in the Great Lakes is going to be, because once they get in there, there's going to be a very detrimental impact on them.
This fish is knocking at the door. We're not even sure it's not already in. So is there a certain inevitability that this fish is going to be in the Great Lakes and we should just start making plans to deal with it?
Well, I don't think it's inevitable. And I think if we did stop them and somehow were able to shut down the Chicago Sanitary Canal and prevent that avenue, we'd be going a long way toward preventing them from coming in. The other avenue for them getting in, of course, is people that like to eat them, and they might bring them in and stock them. So I think we should do everything we can right now to stop them. I mean, this is our opportunity to do that. But, you know, the other part of it is because they're so close and because, as you noted, there probably could be some in the lakes already, you know, we should be prepared to have some plans on what we might want to do to try to, you know, maybe focus in on some of these optimal spawning sites and see what we could do to keep their populations down there.
David Jude is a research scientist and fish biologist at the University of Michigan. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.